Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll be there. Go there and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff that'll help you with your small business, whether you're dreaming about starting one, you've got one you're getting off the ground, you've got one that you're running, growing, or you've got one that you're ready to let somebody else have. It's time to move on. Anywhere in between, on either end of that time continuum and anywhere in between, we got something that you can read, listen to, or watch. We got videos there. That's right. So new one up this week, by the way. And take the poll questions, subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog, et cetera, et cetera. And we have a mobile site, so if you go to my website from your smartphone, it'll convert right over to the mobile site. So check that out. Chuck Cadillac is our guest, Charles W. Cadillac, the author of Dow 100,000 Facts or Fiction. He's the founder of Community of Liberty. It's communityofliberty.org. We're talking about taxes. When do taxes, which are required, the government has to have taxes to pay their bills, but when does their desire for more money, maybe through the inefficiency or policy, whatever the reason, when does their requirement of us from a tax standpoint go from preserving and protecting our liberty to impinging on our liberty? And Chuck, you've been writing a lot about that. Interestingly, a lot of people on both sides of the aisle are coming around to the idea that higher taxes are not good for us, aren't they, Chuck?
Well, that's right. Arthur Laffer, the man who invented the Laffer curve,
right,
advisor to Ronald Reagan, and was my boss for 6 years when I worked with him in Southern California, early 80s, he just came out with a book called Eureka. Eureka is actually the California state motto, and
right,
it means Greek for I have found it.
Yeah.
And was yelled by California in the gold rush when the man thought he had discovered gold.
Right.
And the book is actually, it's a very accessible read about economics. There's no formulas or all the other stuff that you find in academic papers, but it's very rigorous and it's very well written. And what Laffer does is the states are a treasure trove of data. And he looks at the performance of states on an economic basis based on things like their tax rates, personal income tax rates,
right,
corporate tax rates, total tax burden, and the like. And as he points out, correlation is not causation, but there is the idea of likelihood. And the example he uses is you can smoke and not get cancer. That doesn't mean it's smart to smoke.
Right.
Because there's a high likelihood that if you do smoke, you would get cancer. So here's just a couple of things he did. He compared, for example, the seven states with no income tax, personal income tax,
mm-hmm,
and no severance tax, like Alaska, for example,
mm-hmm,
with the states with the highest personal income tax rates. And what he found is that the states without an income tax outgrowth with the highest tax rates, 49-42, job creation, this is for the 10 years ending 2010, job creation, they created 3% jobs in no-tax states versus losing 1.7% of the jobs in the highest tax states.
Mm-hmm.
Revenues actually grew faster in those states without an income tax. And then when he looks at the corporate tax rate, it's even more impactful. Here he compared the lowest states with the lowest corporate income taxes, again, taking out those with the highest severance tax revenues like Alaska,
right,
with those that have the highest corporate tax rates, the low-tax states outperform the high tax states, 53 to 40 jobs plus 3.6 versus minus 3.4, and revenues again outgrow plus 66 versus plus 50%.
Chuck.
If you look at these,
there's a parallel report,
yeah,
to this that's been going on for a number of years that is I consider to be a more of a companion than a competitor to this, and that's by my good friend Ray Keating, the chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. For years, he's been doing this comparison, ranking the states based on their friendliness, their the way they treat small businesses, for example.
Yeah.
And, of course, a large part of it is the regulatory state, the tax structure, et cetera, et cetera. And he ranks them 1 through 50 based on that. And I will tell you that his results will overlay Laffer's very closely, I'm sure, because we report on that every year, the work that Ray does. So I completely agree with you on that. But interesting thing, there's another thing, though, Chuck. In your own state of California, it's not just about economic growth. It's also about losing your tax base, because California, the last 10 years, has been an exporter of people, hasn't it, because of your high taxes?
It not only has it been an exporter of people, but the people it has exported have higher incomes on average than those who it's imported.
They all moved to Colorado.
And Texas.
Yeah.
And in Laffer's case, Tennessee, zero tax state, or Florida, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, and I mean, you think about where Nevada, I mean, if you think about it, if you have a zero tax state and you have a high tax state like California, companies and it's the margin individual families, they'd say, well, you know what, I can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the United States should take some lessons from the states on how to grow an economy but of course their bills are different, aren't they? I mean, states don't have to mount an army and that kind of thing, right?
No, that's right. Look, I'm not anti-government. This is not about anti-government.
Right.
This is about taking responsibility and not being indifferent to the fact that when you raise taxes, you most likely are going to lower economic growth, and you're going to destroy some jobs.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Chuck. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Chuck Cadillac after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Too much, I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.